on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are back. It is another Wednesday afternoon coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. You better get all your words in quickly, because this is kind of an action-packed show today.
No, I thought I got a day off, finally.
You got to earn one.
But I thought I did.
No. Scheduled on today's show, who's our first guest?
Aleksei Oleinik. Oleinik? Oleinik. I got to do the Bruce Buffer. Oleinik.
Now you got to pay him 10 grand.
Did I say Bruce? I meant Bill.
Okay. Tito Ortiz returns to talk about his upcoming fight.
Another fight.
Shocking. I didn't know anything about it.
The guy's like ageless. It's like the Face app.
Greg Hardy comes to the show today. Some cool stuff that I want to talk to him about.
Sure.
The return of Alex Caceres. He's been on the program a time or two. Melvin Gilliard.
Your boy.
He will be in the official Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship segment.
Oh.
So, yes, Knucklehead.
315.
That means, well, he'll be on later than that. But
okay.
Yes, that means he will be fighting Bare Knuckle next month, August 10th.
He was on the Knockout Radio van for a while, right?
Well, for as long as I had the Knockout Radio van.
On the door.
He was the door.
He was the door.
He had prime spots. And then the return of the Pitbull, Andre Arlovski, has another UFC fight card this Saturday in San Antonio. I thought we were going to that.
Yeah. I ran out of time.
I'm so shocked. You dropped the ball. I'm so not used to that.
I mean, San Antonio, what's there, really? The Alamo?
Honestly, well, the Alamo's a waste. To me.
Like Tim Duncan still around?
Thank God, no. I liked San Antonio. Between the Riverwalk thing that they had was super cool.
Okay.
We went to this cave.
Okay.
Where you walked down these stairs into this cave that was just... Not too many things are cool to me.
Sure.
It was cool.
I mean, that's what's cool. You go to an event and then you do all this stuff around it. Like last week you did the zip lining through the canyons.
Or we were scheduled to.
Or you didn't go.
Well, no, it got canceled because of weather.
Oh.
It was too windy. It can't be too windy when you're flying 80 miles an hour through a canyon, because then the wind may push you into the canyon, and then I'm going to be working here.
Make sure you wear a helmet both places.
You think. Next week, here's just a little preview before we get into today's show. Alon Cruz will be on, who the following week will be on Dana White's Looking for a Fighter.
Wow.
So big hopes. You know, for Alon, good dude. Let's go back in time. Herb Dean can't catch a break.
Oof. Early stoppages?
Early stoppages or late stoppages.
Yeah.
You know, if you remember from the Vegas fight, people, me being one,
right,
thought that he let, I think it was the Rockhold fight, take two or three punches that were uncalled for.
Sure.
Because he didn't stop it quick enough. He couldn't get there quick enough.
Right.
And then last week, Aspen Ladd gets hit one time, and he stops it before,
yeah,
which I did believe. And again, I've said this before, I will say it again, the hardest job in mixed martial arts is being the ref.
Of course.
Anybody can be a judge. Trust me, I know.
Right, you are one.
I am one.
So they let anybody do that.
If they let me do it, and I'm licensed, I don't just make believe stuff. And I take it very seriously, as does Herb, as does the ref. But that's the toughest job. You know, everybody's critical. You stopped it too early, you stopped it too late, you did this, you should have taken a point away, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, let's be honest. The martial art world that we live in now, you know, the Stephen Bonner, Forrest Griffin fight would never occur in today's current UFC. I mean, they would stop it way before it got to that point. You know, and that's the greatest fight of all time, as far as the UFC is considered. Like, so those bloodbaths, those wait till the person's almost dead, and then they have a miracle victory.
They don't wait till somebody's almost
but
dead.
But they used to let them fight. Now they don't even let them get... These are like the highest level guys. Let them get to a point where they can't defend themselves. But if they're still moving around and scrambling and trying to get their senses or get a leg lock or control. Let them fight. Let them fight.
Well, that's what they should. I mean, they should. It's about fighting, and that's why I'm always critical. But then again, I'm also critical if a guy takes three, or an athlete, because it could be a female, takes two, three, four to the face, that shouldn't have been.
If they're unprotected and they're clean shots and there's clearly no retaliation or attempt to cover up, then, yeah, absolutely, stop it.
Where are you on, and we'll say Aspen Ladd only because that's the most recent, where she looked so awful. You know, at the weigh-in, she needed help. She was shaking. She was this. Do you have a problem with that, or do you not?
With the conditioning of coming into the fight?
Just the whole thing. The well, everybody's like, oh, that's awful. And we already know it's awful. Right. We already know that these athletes are waiting until the last possible second, which makes no sense to me. But why all of a sudden is everybody upset about it? We know that this is going to happen.
They're doing it.
It's happened in the past, and it's going to continue happening.
They're doing it because they want to get a competitive edge over their opponent. The same reason that Michael Chiesa is a monster at 155 pounds and still a monster at 170 is because the bigger you are to make the lightest weight goal gives you a huge advantage against another human.
But wouldn't it make more sense if you came in, if you cut in, again, I don't know. I don't cut weight. Take a look at me. You know, I tried to cut a little, and I'm going for steak.
If we cut you in half, you could have two fights.
Yeah, exactly. If you didn't have to cut as much, if you came in almost there, and then you're able to put so much more on after the weigh-ins, and now that they do, which I'm not a big fan of, where the real weigh-in is in the morning, before the real weigh-in was in the afternoon. Now it's giving you more time to pack that weight back on. So wouldn't it make more sense to not cut as much so that you'll be healthier
yes,
and stronger?
Absolutely. So and from my perspective, is, you know, I was doing this macro tracking back in Brazil, 2012. You know, Eric Silva, for example. You know, before George Lockhart was doing all the nutrition and the tracking macros and the flexible dieting, these guys were, you know, doing these drastic weight cuts like a bodybuilder. They were lethargic in their last week of their camp. I mean, they couldn't even get up off the mat. They were so dehydrated and fatigued. So, yeah, I mean, the science has come a long way. The training's come a long way. Look at guys like Henry Cejudo. They sleep with a heart rate monitor, and based on how he rested is what they do for their training the next day based on how he recovered. You know, so the sport is changing. I think it was just too drastic. I think they need to quit doing that. And didn't Joe Rogan talk about the hydration in one? Don't an Asian market, they don't even use this weight cutting. They do a hydration test to avoid all that, so it is safer for the fighter. So they fight more at their natural weight.
I guess.
I mean, I think that's the big buzz about this one championship series is that it's safer for the athlete.
Well, and I thought that they were implementing where you had to come in, and when you checked in on Tuesday or Wednesday, you had to be at such and such a weight. And again, I can take it or I can leave it. You know, I get it. It's not safe, but all these athletes are cutting it so close. I got an idea. Everybody fight heavyweight.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I mean, you don't have to worry about
it. That's what it used to be. I mean, there was
no weight class.
There was no weight class when it all started. And then once everybody realized leverage and submissions and they all kind of had the same skill sets to an extent, then they had to start putting in weight classes to make it more fair, right? Because then everybody, and then you got big guys like, was a black beast doing leg kicks and like grappling and, you know, so everybody eventually has to learn everything in MMA.
Speaking of beasts, our first guest will be up here momentarily. He's a beast.
A beast.
I mean, I don't know if you remember seeing some of his fights.
It's Ezekiel Choke.
It's crazy.
Two submissions by Ezekiel Choke, which is unheard of.
What would happen if he fought Elliott as the running
Ezekiel?
Back? Yeah. Then you do the Ezekiel with the Zeke, and it's
well,
a bunch of Ezekiels.
One's good at running away, and one's good at choking the life out of you.
Uriah Faber, massive victory, and please.
Was he out? Was that an early stoppage as well?
I don't think so.
Come on.
I don't think so.
Come on. That's Ricky.
I really don't.
Ricky wasn't out.
It doesn't matter who it is.
Ricky, you've seen Ricky's wars in the past? Like,
no.
That guy was.
First of all, it shouldn't matter. I remember one ref told me that it matters as to their past and who's fighting, and it shouldn't. You shouldn't put any of that in.
Some guys don't even start fighting until they get their bell rung, and like then they start getting loose and feeling comfortable.
I don't remember it enough to say it was or it wasn't, but for Henry Cejudo, A, to call out Uriah Faber, and for Uriah Faber to win the fight and say, okay, I'm ready for Henry Cejudo, come on, please.
Yeah,
please.
You don't want to see it?
No. You know, and I like Uriah. You know, I've known Urias since the WEC days. I'm happy for him. But no, it's like, do we want to see GSP come back and fight Khabib? No.
No.
You know, do we want to see Brock Lesnar walk right in and fight for the heavyweight title? No.
But you got to give Urias credit, though. He took a 15-1 fighter, Ricky Simone. Like, that's a warrior. That kid's a dragon.
I'm giving him all the credit in the world. Walked away, retired. You know, he's been gone for a couple of years, came back and did and looked the way he did. No, all props to him for sure.
Sure.
But to say now all of a sudden he's going to leapfrog everybody else, all the deserving fighters. He's not only going to, and I'm not saying he's going to. He wants, Henry Cejudo wants him not only to leapfrog the fighters that don't deserve a title fight, but they want him to leapfrog the fighters that do deserve a title fight.
Right.
And no, I'm not for that at all.
I'd rather see Henry fight Manny Nunez for the 135
shut
pound.
Up. Shut up.
So that's the two best fighters on the planet shut up. At 135?
Oh, my God. Remember those things I said to you off the air?
I think Amanda wins that fight.
Oh, I do, too. But that's beside the point. You know, and there was something that I wanted to bring up, and I kind of forgot about it. And I want to ask you about this. So with the stupidity of what you just said.
Why is that stupid? Because we're all fighting for equality and, like, transgender and everybody's equal. Let Amanda fight Henry for the title.
I'm sure you didn't watch the wrestling that happened. I think it was Sunday night, the pay-per-view. And it was a mixed doubles match.
Okay.
Okay. What does mixed doubles match mean?
Man and female.
On each team.
Tag team.
Okay. Male can only wrestle the male. The woman can only wrestle the woman. Except for the male hit the woman.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know about that. I think I have a problem with that.
Yeah?
You know, because again, I know that it's scripted.
Sure.
But there's so many knuckleheads that don't know that it's scripted.
Sure.
And so now they see something like this. And I just think it sets a bad image. I'm against it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a good look. I mean, if there's a social responsibility for teaching children and people that are watching it, then yeah, I think it's wrong.
I definitely didn't like it. And then as soon as that match ended, so Seth Rollins then went after the guy that hit his girlfriend, which was Becky Lynch.
Of course.
And then as soon as they won, you hear the noise. Brock Lesnar comes out. 13 seconds later, he is your new Universal Champion. And I believe they're in town on Monday.
Yeah, they are. They're coming here for Raw.
I believe Stone Cold's going to be here.
Stone Cold's always here.
No, he's not.
He's been in my restaurant quite a few times.
No, he hasn't.
He has.
He has not.
He has.
Why do you make
stuff
up?
No, I'm sorry. It's Goldberg. I get them confused. Like, they're both bald guys.
Just because they're both bald and old doesn't mean that they're the same thing.
Well, if they did the face app, they'd be the same.
What's up with that thing?
Do you like that?
I've never seen it. I've never done it.
No?
No.
So it gives you, you take a photo from your archives or Facebook.
Ooh, and no, then I won't.
It ages it to give you a look in the future of what you'll look like in 50 years.
I don't know what looks stupider in yours, your face or your body.
It's still the pizza diet.
It's still ridiculous.
You don't like it?
It's stupid.
I mean,
it's stupid.
We got to ask Tito Ortiz because that guy's timeless. I bet he looked the same in 50 years as he does today.
And 50 years ago.
He's got the greatest recovery of all athletes, I think. I mean, if like he actually, when they stormed Area 51.
First of all, that's a wrong statement because we don't know everybody in the world.
Well, when they storm Area 51, it's probably just going to be Tito Ortiz's like hyperbaric chamber and like his training facility because that guy is timeless. And once these athletes catch on to like what he's been doing, to do what he does at this age,
Matt,
it's truly incredible.
Matt. You don't need to kiss butt until he's on.
No, I'm not kissing butt. I'm just saying that he's such an alien to people because they don't get it. But for those
don't
of
say
us
the
that,
word alien and Tito Ortiz in the same comment.
For those of us that
because
know.
Because he's not an illegal alien.
You went way south of the border with that one. Below the line, buddy.
Well, because he's vocal about all this. He's definitely has a side.
Yeah.
So so you don't want to use the alien
what
word.
What side is he on?
He's on the Trump side.
He is a Trumper.
Yeah, he is a Trumper.
But no, like, everybody doesn't like see it for what it is. But that guy's so far ahead of his time with like recovery and conditioning and like cell regeneration. I mean, that guy's the man.
The Knee King, better known as Jorge Masvidal, has come out, or at least his agent manager has come out and said he will only fight one of two people.
Okay.
Conor McGregor.
Okay, it's not going to happen.
And Dana White has already said that's not going to happen. Or Usman.
I like that fight.
Well, I'm not saying I don't like it, but I think you back yourself into the corner when you say, I'm only going to fight and I'm not fighting. All right, now Dana or whoever is going to sit back and say, let's see how long you wait.
Yeah.
You have to realize, just like the fighters have to realize if you don't fight, you don't make money. I mean, you make money doing the gym.
Endorsements, right.
Well, I don't even know about endorsements, but, you know, anymore. I'm sure some do. But because of the whole thing, the way that it's set up wise.
You should create a Masvidal knee pad and sell it on Amazon.
Sure, because the millions, and I mean millions of people are going to pay for that.
It's just one knee pad. You buy it. It's got a picture of George's face on it. And then you just practice the knee.
Picture of whose face on it?
George.
George who?
Masvidal.
Why would George?
It's his knee pad.
Well, no, it would make more sense if you put Askren's face on the knee. I'm like, why would you put George's face on it?
Well, yeah. So yeah. So it's Askren, and it's got a bullseye. It's got a target, and it's got Askren's face in the middle. Selling it for $9.99 online. Would you like to buy one?
No.
Can I get your credit card number?
Sure. It's matter of fact, I still have your credit card, so I'll put that number out there.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Thurman Pacquiao this weekend.
Are you excited?
Excited's not the right word because I probably won't even watch it. But
I think they're both. It's past the prime.
Yeah, I think Thurman. I don't even know much about Thurman other than he lives like 20 miles from here.
Right.
But, you know, youth, you know, undefeated.
Yeah.
World champion.
Yep.
Against, you know, a declining veteran.
Yep.
Who's going to sing whether he wins or loses after. You know that he goes and performs after his fights?
Does he really?
Yeah, he goes and he has his after parties and then he sings.
Wow.
So he's all beat up, blood cuts all over his face, and then he goes and sings Love Ballads.
I love it. I would pay to see the ballads.
Well, if you pay enough, he'll sing the love ballads to you.
Oh, nice.
Well, I can set it up for Saturday.
I think some of these fights are just past their prime. Like, I don't want to see it anymore. You know, just like the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight drove on for so long.
Hold on a second. You don't want to see it. You don't watch them anyway.
I watch.
What do you watch? What was the last fight you watched? Seriously.
Last fight I watched? I tried to watch the Bellator fights this weekend, but I just was uninterested.
They just announced Bader's first heavyweight title defense.
Is that in San Diego?
It's California. I don't know where in California. If it's San Diego, I'm going.
All right.
San Diego's a cool city.
It is.
I really like
great
it.
Great place.
You can walk into Mexico as long as you have the proper papers to come back.
You're going to get your passport validated.
Oh, I got it. I'm back.
Okay.
I'm,
oh, you're back.
Yeah, it came back. I'm good to go to Toronto for the next dinner thing we're going to do at our Toronto correspondent who has this restaurant. So it's all good stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely good stuff. So Thurman Pacquiao this weekend, you taking Thurman?
I got to. You have to.
Well, you don't have to do anything.
He's young. He's undefeated. He's up and coming.
It's still boxing.
I know, but
I don't want to say that it's rigged because it's not.
But careful with your words.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying anything's fixed or rigged. But if anything was scripted, like the WWE that we were just talking about, it's some of these boxing fights.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely making waves, and they're making boxing relevant again. You've got the Riaz and the Anthony Joshua.
You think that's making it relevant?
I mean, I think it gets people talking, and it's, I mean, with the Deontay Wilder in the mix and Tyson Fury. I mean, boxing is more prevalent now than it has been in, 15 years, 20 years? I don't know. I think they're trying. You know, I don't think it's scripted, but I definitely think that the fight's not in either one of their prime. Like, Thurman is definitely in his prime, but, you know, it needs to be a different opponent.
Well, Pacquiao's still in his prime. He has another 30, 40 years to fight.
For what?
You don't think he'll fight 40 years from now? Of course he will.
Well, yeah, that's all they do.
He'll use that face app. Right. He'll be 98.
But that's all they do. I mean, that's all they know. That's why do you think Tito's still fighting? I mean, that's all they do. It's what they love. It's their passion.
I'm going to disagree with that.
Tito's fighting for free. He fought for free in the beginning of his career.
You know, but Tito's fighting this fight for numerous reasons, and I'm going to ask him. And I'm sure that one of the first two things he's going to say is the obvious, money.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
You know, all these people that have a problem with Pacquiao still fighting for money, Tito fighting for money, Chuck fighting for whatever. It's no different than you going to work for money. It's the same thing.
Sure.
Now, I don't think Tito needs the money as much as people like to say he does. Tito's doing all right.
I think Tito's good. He's diversified. He's got his motor company. He's got his productions, merchandise sales.
And even if he is or he isn't, it doesn't matter.
Right.
If somebody is willing to pay Tito or you or somebody, if somebody's willing to pay you to be a stand-up comic, I can't blame you for being awful. Somebody's going to pay you money to go do it.
You got to blame them for being dumb to pay the money.
That's right.
You should have done your research.
You should have done the research.
Would have got a better show.
All you had to do is call me, and I'll tell you.
I want to open for your buddy. What's his name?
Adam Hunter.
I want to open for Adam.
First of all, I will not do that to Adam.
Why?
Because I wouldn't do it to Adam.
What do you mean? The Naked Pizza Man appearing live, it's got a good ring to it.
It really doesn't. And as much as Adam doesn't need any help, because he is very talented and very good, if you were to open, you would make Adam the next superstar.
Well, I'll open for him.
Because they would see you, be so disappointed, then see Adam.
So there's my value. See, that's what I did for this show. I make you look like an expert.
No, you don't make me look like it. All right, let's go hit our first break of the afternoon. When we come back, we'll reach out to the Huntington Beach bad boy, touch base with Tito Ortiz, see what's on his mind as he gets ready to fight. His opponent has now been announced, so now we know who it is. That's all I'm going to say. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
We are back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live every Wednesday from 2 to 4. Not supposed to say the time. Coming to you live every Wednesday from Knockout Radio.
You're such a rookie. You are awful.
What do you mean?
You're awful.
Did that make you laugh?
No.
Then I'm ready to open for Russell Peters.
You have a better chance, seriously.
Let's do it.
You have a better chance of being a billionaire today than opening for Russell Peters. I'm going to go one step further.
Okay.
From here on out, because now you have me extremely ticked off, you have a better chance of being a billionaire today than being in the back room with Russell Peters.
Why do you hurt my feelings? I've already been in the back room with Russell Peters.
And it'll never happen again.
I didn't get a chance to do my spiel.
Thank God.
I just delivered pizzas. But he's coming to Orlando the next year, right? So can I open for that show?
No.
I have time to prepare.
No.
I write my own material.
No. No.
Then I open for your other boy, Adam Humphries.
No. First, Adam Humphries plays football in Tennessee. You can open for him. And if you can take three shots from him,
okay,
you know, like whatever that Roman Reigns move is that he does, which is so obnoxious, where he does that stupid scream, ooh, and then he takes a fist and he punches the ground. What's that supposed to do?
Create an earthquake.
Some of them have some of the greatest moves, and some are just ridiculous.
Like Hogan's leg drop.
I'm going to... We're trying to get a hold of Tito.
Yes.
And I want to offer Tito a new business opportunity.
Oh.
How about this?
I'm sure he's never been pitched a business
opportunity. Not this one. I think this one's awesome. A lot of MMA fighters, a lot of fighters, I know Pat Miletich does. I know Rob Kahn in Tampa does. They train a lot of military.
Right.
And they go and they also train a lot of football players.
Right.
You know, just to be grounded and, you know, when you put your hand in the dirt, whether you're an offensive or a defensive lineman. I've got a new one.
Okay.
I think they should start training baseball players for these pansy arse bean wars that they have. It's ridiculous. There was two cleared benches yesterday. I don't know if you saw them.
No.
And they all act like tough guys.
Right.
And I'm not taking sides, but anytime you can beat up on the Rays, I'm happy.
Okay.
So, CeCe Sabathia, who's had some issues with the Rays.
Oh, yeah. With the Rays.
You're a moron.
He's had some diabetes issues, probably.
You're such a moron.
But I made you laugh, and I'm opening.
So they start screaming at each other, and then a little dude, he probably weighs about 126 pounds, is holding CeCe Sabathia back. Now, trust me, if CeCe Sabathia really wanted to go and throw fisticuffs, a 106-pound guy that's trying to hold him back is not going to work.
Well, they don't make him like Nolan Ryan anymore.
Nobody held him back.
Nolan Ryan would charge you if you came at him crazy.
No. Robin Ventura charged him, and he put him in a headlock and gave him some noogies.
He did the noogie
thing.
The Askren bulldog choke.
Yeah,
he put him in a bulldog headlock and then started throwing punches.
He did some noogie stuff. That's what he did.
Yeah, they don't make baseball players like they used to.
And then there was a bean war with Houston and California as well.
Okay.
And everything was fine. I thought the Angel that got drilled, I'm sure you don't know the whole story. So Angel player, I don't know names because I could care less. It's baseball.
Trout.
No, it's not Trout.
Oh.
So he trucks the Houston Astro catcher. Now, you know, they've changed all these rules.
Okay.
Where you can't run over a catcher.
Okay.
Okay.
So Pete Rose could not play in today's modern era.
No, Pete Rose could not run over Ray Fosse in today's era.
Okay.
So this play was a bang-bang play.
Okay.
Okay. Catcher is standing in front of home plate. What's the guy supposed to do? Stop? So he ran him over.
Yeah.
He has since been suspended. He came back. So yesterday they drill him. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
You know, you police yourselves, you handle it yourselves.
Yeah, but throwing a 100-mile-an-hour
hit him in the shoulder,
in the head. You hit somebody in the head.
This was bad enough in the shoulder, but the guy didn't say a word. He went to first base. Okay, so now he's standing at first base, and somebody's now will start screaming, and obviously Pujols had to get involved. Well, nobody argues with Pujols. That's like arguing with God.
Why wouldn't you argue with Pujols?
Because Pujols is a good dude.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
So nobody ever has problems. Pujols is what it is.
Okay.
Bench is clear.
Okay.
No punches are thrown. Here's what I'd like to see Major League Baseball do.
Okay.
And Joe Torre, I believe, is in charge of policing and all that stuff.
Player policy conduct.
Right. Okay. I believe if you have a bench clearing brawl,
okay,
and you leave the bench or you leave the dugout or you leave the bullpen, and you do not throw at least one punch, you should be fined $100,000.
I like it a lot.
If you throw a punch, you should be fined $20,000.
Only one exception to the rule, though.
There are no exceptions.
Wait, what if you leave the field because, you know, the police have a warrant for you? and you're like your boy.
All right, first of all, leaving has nothing to do with coming on to. It just bothers me that they, you know.
Well, it's all theatrical.
Act bad.
Right, they all act tough, but because they got a bat in their hand or a ball. You know, they're not throwing like fair. They got a protected mitt.
Awful.
Get Dave Feldman to do a bare knuckle event. MLB players versus MLB players.
Go back and Google or YouTube Damian Rolls. Played for the Rays in AAA. He threw a body block and took like two or three guys out so that the fight could continue.
Oh, that's great.
And my boy Jason Stanridge then mounted the batter. So the batter runs out from home plate. The catcher grabs him, throws him to the ground. The catcher then rolled off. So now the guy who's storming the mound is looking up at Jason Stanridge with his back on the ground. Jason, MMA style, then mounted him and beat the living crap out of him.
Too bad the guy on the ground didn't know jiu-jitsu, because being on the ground with your back on it is the best position.
Well, no. He was on the ground. His back was on the ground, face up.
Wow.
Well, not good.
No, that's a good. That's not a bad position.
It is when a guy's now standing on top of you throwing punches.
Yeah, but it's a bad position if you don't know how to get out of that.
You know, he didn't know how to get out of it.
Then that's a bad position.
Everybody's acting bad. Everybody's trying to do whatever until it's time to be bad.
Well, Mike Tyson said it best.
Everybody has a plan.
Until you get punched in the mouth.
Yep. Or face. I believe it was punched in the face.
Face, mouth.
Well, if you're going to quote a quote, quote it right.
It's not my quote.
But you're quoting Mike Tyson.
Well, I was reminiscing about something similar. I don't know what an exact quote was.
If I wanted to, I could have and should have and would have, but I'm not going to respond.
Good.
About you reminiscing. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
We're having some issues getting all of our guests.
Yeah,
so we're
in the wrong time zone.
We're through two guests already.
Because we got the UFC fight coming up Saturday.
It is in San Antonio.
San Antonio. Returning to San Antonio.
A good card. You know, if you look at the card from start to finish, a good card. I'm looking forward to it. Do we want to drive down and see Adam Hunter?
He's
here for the rest of the week.
If I can get a chance to open for him.
All right. For the fifth time.
Just meet him and then like build a relationship.
No.
And then he sees my material.
Now I'm not taking you. No.
All right.
No.
Then I'm not going. Okay. But I'll drive.
You'll drive, but you're not going to go? You're going to wait in
yeah,
the parking lot?
Wait in the parking lot. Just like the UFC fight in Orlando.
Yep.
Drove over and just waited for you guys.
All right, here's the thing. We can drive down there, and you can wait in the car outside.
Okay.
Or we can drive down there, and you can go in with a ticket that you need to purchase and see him.
Did I get a purchase?
Or, here's the third one. You can drive me down. I'll introduce you to Adam. But if you say one word to him about you think you're funny, anything comedian, open, whatever, any person who comes into either one of your pizzerias for the next 10 years eats for free.
But how would he know that I'm awesome unless he hears it? I have to create a demo tape. That's what they do, right? Like the street guys or rappers, yep. A demo tape.
Make a denim tape.
A highlight reel.
Make a denim tape. Give it to me. I will hand it to him after we leave.
He won't listen to it.
No, he will.
All right.
He will. But that way you won't embarrass me and pretend like you're funny in front of them when you're not.
I'm going to have to go to the mothership this week and get Ed or somebody to go through the archives and get all my best material from our show.
That'll take 5 seconds.
All right, perfect.
That's all it'll take to find the one time you said something funny.
Oh, I say something funny all the time.
You really don't.
Once a week I do.
No,
I redeem really myself weekly.
No, you really don't. Monthly. I'll give it maybe monthly. But I can't take you down there and ruin my friendship with Adam of you pretending to be funny when you're not.
Pretty funny.
You're really not. You're not.
I'm getting funnier.
You're really not.
I've been working on my material.
Okay. You're killing me.
I'm excited about this fight, though. So UFC on
ESPN4.
Like, do you like how they jump around on different platforms like ESPN Plus?
Well, they're not. It's all ESPN.
Yeah, but it's different. Not all cable packages carry all those channels.
I don't know. I don't know what any of that means. It's all ESPN.
Or you can just get the stream TV and just stream it right to your TV and not worry about
I know nothing it. About what you're talking about. All it's right. on ESPN and ESPN, ESPN Plus, ESPN 2, ESP Deportes, ESPN College, all of the ESPNs. Hey, getting back to baseball real quick before we talk to Greg Hardy. Did you see that I think it's the Atlantic Baseball League is going to look into and they're changing a rule that you can now steal first base?
How can you steal first base?
At any time, if the catcher doesn't make a complete catch, so if it's a pass ball, wild pitch, you can take off for first base. No matter what the balls and strikes are, no matter what the count is. And if he throws to first base and throws you out, you're out.
I kind of like it.
It's so stupid. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, it's better for the gameplay.
It's going to be like the XFL on their kickoff where they put the ball at the 50-yard line and you had to sprint the 50 yards. It's going to be interesting. It's going to put more pressure on no-pass balls.
Right, so the pitcher's going to be even more accurate. The catcher's going to have to dig balls out of the dirt and not just let it go past them and reset. So, yeah, I think it changes the gameplay for sure. Because in baseball, like even though we don't like it, you and I,
baseball.
Right. The people that do love it, like, they love it because each pitch, there's so much strategy involved. The left-hander versus the righty, and the tendencies, and the batting, you know, averages, and where they place the ball, and, you know, so each pitch is just as important as any other pitch in the game. So for those diehard fans, I get it, but I think it makes it a better view for the fans. I think it'll be better for the gameplay.
I mean, I would be interested. I would now watch, you know, just to hope for some pass balls.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes it interesting. At least, didn't he do that in, like, a kickball? Doesn't that work in dodgeball? If it gets past someone, take off a run?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Maybe we should start a kickball league.
Maybe we should
start. Well, you know, they are.
Maybe we should start, like, lining up our guests. Where are they at?
Guests are all lined up.
Are they all training, or what are they doing?
Could be.
What about Greg Hardy?
Coming up.
I mean, this guy comes from the NFL. Like, I think he's shocking everybody. 4-1, no contest, his loss. Yeah, it was an illegal, you know, whatever. But, I mean, is he surprise you? I mean, do you expect that from a crossover from a different industry, a different sport?
I was thinking this earlier today when I was cutting the yard.
Okay.
Honestly, I really did cut the yard. Tell me an NFL player of Greg Hardy's caliber. You know, there's been a lot of guys that have come through. You know, Matt Mitrione came over, and, you know, Brock Lesnar came over, and blah, 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 blah. But I don't know of any – I can't think of anybody that played like Greg Hardy played, as long as Greg Hardy played, you know, the statue that he was. So he really is, unless somebody can correct me, and I'm not trying to be funny, I'm trying to be serious, that anybody that was at that level. You know, I did find out a couple interesting things today.
Okay.
As I got ready for all of our guests.
Right.
Our first guest that didn't call in.
Okay.
Which is more on the UFC, I guess. They're the ones that make the calls.
Which is good, because I didn't know how to pronounce his name officially.
His daughter was at the Parkland High School.
Oh, yeah.
When the shooting happened.
He's from Parkland. He lives in Parkland.
Well, he lives in Parkland. He's from Russia, so he's not from there. But she was there the day of the shooting.
Wow.
So I was even going to start with, that's more important than, you know, us doing our jobs and me talking about your fight. You know, how is she doing? You know, you're going to be scarred. You know, I remember I was at the CES, I guess it was last year, not this year's, last year's.
Sure.
And I was at the Fender big booth, which was massive, and that's where I met your boy Usain Bolt, and where I met Tommy Shaw from Styx. And I met this guy, and we started talking, and he was at the shooting in Vegas.
Oh, wow.
And he told me how messed up he was, and, you know, my buddy Greg Hendrick was at the shooting.
Sure.
And I know that he didn't even answer the phone for 6 months, you know, and he didn't get shot. He was just there.
Right.
So, you know, we all make light of all this stuff, but that would have been more important to talk to him about. Well, Greg Hardy grew up with, went to high school and college with Michael Orr. Do you know who Michael Orr is?
I do not.
Do you remember seeing the movie The Blind Side?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's Michael Orr. That's the story about Michael Orr.
Okay.
Now, the guy who plays Michael Orr, I can't think of his name. I know I wrote it down here somewhere.
He lives here.
Quentin Aaron lives here.
Quentin Aaron, yeah.
You know, he hangs out at the Hardly store in St. Pete all the time.
Sure.
So, just, it's such a small world. We think it's a big world that we live in.
Well, me personally, I lived in Denver, Colorado, and Littleton, obviously, Columbine. It's a stain that you'd never erase. Like, I manage a mall in the area right outside Columbine, the closest mall to the school.
Well, now you manage the mall.
Huh?
You said you managed the mall.
Well, I managed a cell phone store in the mall.
Okay. Right, so you didn't manage the mall.
No, I didn't manage the mall. But they called me the mayor. I mean, I was everywhere. But I actually hired a kid, great kid named Craig Scott. And his daughter, his sister, Rachel, was the one that was killed in Columbine. And so when I hired him, he was like, hey, I can only work part-time. I do these things on the weekend. I go and I do public speaking. And, you know, then he built a foundation called Rachel's Wish. And but whenever the word Columbine comes up, the whole demeanor of a town changes.
Sure.
And Parkland is going to be the same, unfortunately. And Vegas, I mean, maybe because of the tourists and the lights and the glitz and the how many people are coming in and out. It may not have that same kind of effect, you know, with the name of the Vegas shooting, but, you know, once it happens in a small town, especially involving children, it will never be the same. And the people, a part of it will never be the same.
Well, that would be anywhere. You know, I don't think it matters, small city, large city. You know, you don't think it's still, people are still affected in Boston?
For sure.
You know, from the Sandy marathon Hook. And
oh,
know,
yeah,
Sandy
Boston.
Hook,
yep.
that's Connecticut. You know, or what happened in New York City or whatever. That's
sure.
That's something that lives with you forever.
Absolutely.
You know, so I was curious about that. So whatever. So we'll move on from that. Let's go hit a quick break. Hopefully when we return, we will be talking a little bit of football, but a little bit of MMA and a little bit of the blind side with Greg Hardy. We'll find out if that happens when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sub.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza Duke, 8824 4th Street in St. Pete, and always sponsored by 8 Man Strong and the Staff Zone. Welcome back, Brandon Harris.
Global headquarters should be open soon.
It looks like
up
it's
in Alpharetta.
It's nice.
Alpharetta.
I saw one that was just sticks and bones, but...
Did you see the new pictures?
I did. I see. It's going to be
It's impressive. Yeah. No, it's definitely impressive. I'll be up there next month. I'm going to do a live show on the 21st. Then I'm going to get that super-duper tomahawk steak.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to do something I always said I'd never do.
Storm Area 51?
I'm going to go see Queen.
Oh.
I always said you can't go see Queen without...
Freddie Mercury?
Freddie Mercury.
Right.
I couldn't think of his name. Farouk.
Because it's not the same.
It's not the same. Right. You know, and I complained when I went to see the Little River Band, and none of them were from Australia.
Right.
You know, the lead singer was from Kansas, and it kind of bothered me.
Right.
You know, you can take one out, you know, but Queen...
Is New Zealand and Australia the same thing?
No. I mean... And that's not funny.
Why?
Why do you think that's funny?
I don't know. I was trying to bridge a way to talk about Dan Hooker fighting this week, coming from New Zealand. I was trying to... Bridge it together, man, but.
So probably what you could have, should have, would have said was, speaking of Australia, New Zealand's close. Dan Hooker fights this weekend.
OK. could have said that.
Than to say, is New Zealand, that's like saying, is the U.S., oh, it's pouring out. You think nobody's here buying pizzas now?
Yeah, it's all delivery after this. Isn't the Romero fight supposed to be in Australia? Or the Gastelum fight? Who's fighting down there? Somebody's fighting down there.
Well, that'd be the Whitaker fight.
Oh, the Whitaker. That's right.
Against Israel.
Yeah. Is that going to happen?
Well, it's going to happen. Of course it's going to happen.
Is it going to happen on home turf? Because, I mean, is that a big deal? Do you think it matters at this level of competition?
I don't.
Because in boxing, they say Riaz said no to the fight being in Britain.
Well, he's the champ. He can say anything he wants. Oh, I mean, they all can say whatever they want. You know, and I don't know if he's saying no because Britain and that's where he's from and, you know, all that kind of, you know, I don't know.
Right.
I don't think it really truly matters. I think it's better, obviously, to fight at home. You know, we talked to Aspen Ladd about that last week.
Sleep in your own bed. You have your camp around you. You're comfortable.
You know, and then there's, you know, the old Rocky, you know, where you don't want to be comfortable.
Right.
You know, and I remember when I went to Germany with the local Tampa Bay area former WBO cruiserweight champ, you know, the facility that they were supposed to work out in was a health club.
Okay.
And the trainer's like, this ain't going to work. I don't want this.
Really?
You know, it was too, you know, ritzy and plush and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So then we ended up in a different facility. it was definitely Rocky Balboa-ish.
Like a Fuddruckers, just going in, just beating up, hanging meat.
Pound the burgers.
Yeah, pound the carcasses. Or they have those big meat hooks.
You know, that really happened. That was true. Stallone, from what I was told, you know, Stallone got that from Frazier. That Joe Frazier used to go do that.
Really?
He ran the steps. He ran the market. He pounded the meat. You know, all that kind of stuff. And then, and that was from Burt Watson. You know, who was his manager for many, many years.
Sure.
So, yeah, allegedly that is a true, true story.
You couldn't do it today. It's politically correct world. There'd be so many, like, PETA people after you. Like, animal abuse and cruelty. You could never, like...
Not that this has anything to do with what we're talking about, but I talked about it today at the post office. Is there anything that you would not eat? Is there any animal that you would not eat that you...
Are you talking about the billboard where it's like...
No, I'm not talking about a billboard.
Have you seen that billboard?
No.
So it's like fish... it's fish, it's like chicken, it has all these animals, and then there's a line, and then it's like horse, and like it's like, where do you draw the line? Like, it has all these different animals, so which ones are worth you eat, which ones are like off limits?
I know that I've had people, I've seen people, I've read people, and people have told me, oh, I would never eat rabbit.
Right.
I've eaten frog, but I wouldn't eat rabbit.
Right.
What? Well, I've eaten cow, but I wouldn't eat horse.
Right.
And this is what I typically tell people. If you and me, we were on a deserted island together,
okay.
I swear to everything you know.
You would eat the other person?
I would eat your arm. Would you not? Anybody who says they wouldn't is a fool.
Right, because it's survival.
I would eat the other arm.
Mine would probably taste like pizza.
I don't know what, and I don't care what it would taste. It would probably taste awful, or it would taste like chicken. I'm not sure which. But for people, no, I wouldn't do. But you eat a chicken.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to...
You eat a pig.
Right. I mean, where do you draw the line?
I don't.
It's tough.
I don't. I honestly don't know if there's anything, if I was hungry enough that I wouldn't, I mean, I think I would try to eat anything.
What does PETA stand for?
I have no idea. Who cares?
People eating tasty animals.
There you go. I know that's not yours. That's the unfortunate thing.
Yeah, I stole that.
That was probably pretty good, and you stole it.
I stole it. Just ripped that one off.
I'm texting the UFC to try to find out what's going on.
Yeah, what's going on? San Antonio, maybe they got taken over. Is there a war that we don't know about?
The Alamo doors opened up.
Maybe.
And everybody came out. Or did you run into the Alamo?
They got detained. Maybe they're checking the passports.
You know, the thing about the Alamo is it's like downtown San Antonio. It's really? Like a fort right in the middle. Now, at least in San Augustine, it's like on the water and all that. This is like... The hotel, the Riverwalk. Now, they probably built the Riverwalk around, you know, the fort.
Sure.
But we walked from our hotel 2-3 blocks, and then right there is this monument of the Alamo. How many times do you think people, knuckleheads like yourself, would run by and yell, remember?
I bet every time. I mean, Sam Alvey's doing it right now.
It probably gets old.
He's a good guy. I like Sam Alvey.
All right. So which of the two fights, if it was possible, now Dana's already come out and said there will be no Conor Masvidal fight, but of those two, which one would interest you, if either?
Well, anytime you see Connor, it's entertaining. So, but on the same token, you know what? There's a lot of chatter online about this one championship series, right? And the chatter that they keep talking about is how and
how do you read chatter?
Well, like you watch
how do you
it,
read it,
you listen to it, you hear it, you know. But I think it's the thing that strikes me the most interesting is that all these fights in North America or Western Hemisphere build them based on anger and violence. Obviously, we're a country based on war and history of war. And this one championship is all about positivity and respect and honor and discipline and respecting your opponent and building these people up as like heroes outside of the octagon, you know, or the cage. So I don't know. I mean, I think it changes. Like, I think the Conor McGregor stuff, I think it's getting old, you know, all these like antics and crazy trash talking. I think something new will be refreshing to the U.S. market. And when it comes, I think it's going to change kind of.
Do you think it's coming?
I think so.
I'm not sure it is.
I mean,
and I'm not saying that I have inside knowledge, but I may have some inside knowledge.
Oh, really? It's not coming.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, it would be refreshing, don't you think? I mean, it's a different emotion than what the U.S. market's used to seeing in this hemisphere, right? Like, based on respect. I mean, all martial arts are based on honor and respect. I mean, I went to I went to Coach Viet Lee's, you know, assassin camp this week on Monday. I went up there and trained, and I watched Abby train for Bare Knuckle 7 coming up. You are a tool.
Why? You're a tool.
I like to support people that are local. I like people making moves. I took my daughters. Like, my daughters got to try it out. So it was cool.
Good.
It was a good time. So
good.
But, you know,
good
it's
for you.
But all martial arts based on respect the mat, respect your opponent, respect the art. So, I mean,
do you get mad when people don't bow when they walk on the mat?
I think it's disrespectful
to the mat or
for
to
sure. For when you don't bow, sure.
So you're respecting the mat.
The place. It's sacred. It's a respect.
No, I get it.
I mean, but yes, I bow. I taught my daughters to bow. Absolutely. But I think a new combat sport based with those family values or core values, you know, respect values, I think it could be refreshing. I think it could have, you know, serious success here.
I think it would take a long time. Now, I think to their advantage is, you know, the couple UFC names that they have. You know,
Demetrius Johnson, Sage Northcutt.
Well, we're not sure Sage is still there.
Eddie Alvarez.
Are we sure Sage is still there?
I don't know.
Has his senses come back from what happened to him in his last fight?
I don't know, but they, you know.
But I think that's what's big, at least in this country, and that's all I can really talk about, you know, is that, and that's why the WWE has always been so popular over some of the other wrestling organizations. And I know AEW is trying to take over, and again, with Jericho and with Dean Ambrose under whatever his new name is, and well, it's his real name. You know, unless people know your name and can relate to you, I think, one, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be a long process because the casual MMA fan, they know the names. They know Conor McGregor. Go to the mall. Say, name a MMA fighter, Conor McGregor.
Of course, right.
Conor hasn't fought in 42 years.
Right.
But that's the name that they know.
Sure.
So it's name recognition, and I think that's what one is issue. That's the issue one is going to have. You know, how many people that are following MMA today and are listening to this program today know Rich Franklin, you know, the VP of whatever Rich is the VP at one end.
Right.
Some of us do. But
sure.
Most don't.
Right.
So if they don't have that name, you know, to attach to tune in, unless you're Grossman or somebody that loves the sport so much, yeah, you're going to go if it's in your backyard or whatever. But I think that's going to be their issue.
Well, Rich just went into the Hall of Fame as a pioneer.
What does that have to do with anything?
I mean, he would be a perfect – he's exactly what One Championship is looking to build their brand around. Like a school teacher, a full warrior, a champion inside and outside of the octagon. You know, and that guy really, I mean, Rich Franklin helped build the UFC to what it is today. No question. I mean, he made it relatable to where people felt like, man, I could follow my dream. This guy's a school teacher. And he's out here living his best life, you know? So, I think it's possible, but I think it's refreshing.
I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm just saying that that's going to be their biggest stumbling block.
Because I know after the Jits Kings tournament that I went and tried to watch the UFC fight, during the John Jones, you know, Santos fight, I couldn't watch it at a local bar or restaurant because it's based on violence. You know, like, will the mainstream media and corporate America, will they soften if it's built around positivity and respect and honor? you know, and not violence and bloodshed? I don't know. I mean, it's interesting to see. I mean, it would be interesting. It's going to be great to watch to see how it unfolds.
It will be interesting to see. Have no problems with it. More for us to talk about, more for us to go cover. This is, speaking of covering, let's cover some news. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.